This is a recording of the April 8th, 2022 Special Board of Directors meeting to convene at 9 a.m. at the Chugach Boardroom.
Good morning, hey, Sam. Bartina. Okay, we have a full house, and Rachel is just in the middle of something right now, but she'll be on in just a few minutes. But I wanted to make sure that we were keeping with our time slot this morning, because I know it's an abnormal time for us to be doing a meeting, and everybody has things to do with their day. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. It is now 10:01 by my watch. And roll call. This is a telephonic meeting, so we have everyone on the telephone. We have a full house of the board. We have Director Hollis, Director Kaysen, Director Whitney, Director Henderson, Director Wiggin. Rachel is will be joining us on the line. I think she may be on the line.
I'm listening in. I'm here.
Yep, she's here. And then myself. We also have Connie online, I think, in terms of the recording. And if there's anyone else, I see plus three. I know we have a guest this morning.
And Arthur Miller.
And Arthur. Okay. Does everyone want to join me for the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
We don't have one on the agenda.
Okay. Good enough. Since it's probably difficult, I'm not finding a flag in my room. All right, but I will take a motion for approval of the agenda this morning.
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, hello, this is Jim.
Oh, hi, Jim. Thanks for joining us. We were just, we just called the meeting to order, and we're just going through approval of the agenda. Thank you. There's been a motion and a second for approving the agenda. Is there any discussion on the agenda this morning? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay, item number three, persons to be heard. And I understand that we do have a member. I think is it Louis Velasco? Is that right?
Hi, good morning. Yes, Louis Velasco.
Okay, thank you, Louis. Thanks for being here. And I understand that you wanted to address the board. And under member comments, we allow 2 minutes for you to make any comments that you would like, and ask any questions. So thanks for being here. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, good morning, everyone. My time is short, so I'll try to be brief. Like I said, you know, my name is Louis Velasco. For transparency's sake, I worked at Municipal Light and Power for 5 years. But made a transition in my career path when the sale was close to being finalized and the merger was going to be done in the fall of 2020. So certainly a current Chugach member now, and gets a little bit of familiarity, you know, obviously with Chugach, just stemming from my time at MLMP. The reason I was calling in today was maybe to help provide a different perspective than the issues that are happening right now with your CEO search. Obviously, you all are scrambling for good reason. You know, Mr. Hal Halpern probably had every intention of coming up here for the CEO position. You know, he put in his resignation at his previous place of work. You all put out the press releases and did all of the communications you would normally do to announce a new CEO, but now through various executive sessions, you all have obviously pulled that back and are needing to change plans. What I wanted to just offer you all today is just a different view of what is happening. I think one, first of all, your partnership with JK Executive Strategies has failed you. If Hal Halpern had something questionable come up that wasn't discovered through this search process that has made you require a pivot and to pull the job from him, that's a failure on JK. I understand talent recruitment is really hard right now, but just looking at the kind of utility that he ran, the service area, the amount of service members, and just the innate complexity that would come from running now a much larger utility, I think more should have been done. I kind of looked into Hal's background just a little bit to my own edification, and I was pretty disappointed that this was the person you all with JK selected as a board. So I just wanted to put that out there as a temperature check for you all. If no one else is going to come forward to maybe raise concerns, let me be a person. Secondly, I understand you can't be as transparent as you may want to be holding executive sessions and discussing personnel matters. But honestly, for a position that is as important as this one is, not just to Anchorage Bowl, but on the rail belt, I honestly think you all should just take a step back and think about a different approach to hiring for this position. You know, I don't know. I'm not privy to all the things that are going on at Chugach, obviously not working there. But, you know, if you are able to select at least a couple of top candidates for this position, you know, maybe there's a possibility of showcasing them to your employees. You know, see what your employees think. So much work after the merger is needing to be done with the current employees that you have there now. And do you all, you know, understand that? You know, there's so much importance, I think, on this position, and maybe allowing your staff to interact, you know, with a couple candidates, maybe similar to like what the Anchorage School District is doing with their superintendent search. I'm not saying it needs to be as the full court press and as full transparency as something like that, but you know, I think there's something to be said with having that kind of employee engagement around something like this. And especially if you're going to be hiring from out of the state, where they're going to be really jumping feet first into the fire and learning all about the rail belt, power pooling, you know, all of the generation that is so important that Chugach now has, you know, the most thermal efficient plant with 2A. There are just so many things that make this position so important, and I just feel like stumbling right out of the gates, having to now find a new CEO after, you know, whatever appeared that scared you all to pull the offer from Hal, you know, warrants a little bit of criticism. You know, so I guess I really understand the pressure and the hard work that comes with trying to recruit for a position like this, but I just think there needs to be a higher standard. And, you know, it's easier said than done. And gosh, you know, if it were just me, I would just make a call down to Colorado and offer Mark Johnston, the former MLMP GM, you know, an offer you can't refuse, and then get him back up here. Honestly, you know, one of the best people I ever worked with, one of the best leaders. And yeah, that's kind of more of a joking, kind of suggestion. But yeah, honestly, I'm just kind of disappointed with how this process is going about. And yeah, I think JK executive strategies, if Hal was your top choice, just from the outside, you know, just from the outside looking, again, not privy to all the details and anything like that, just gut, a little bit of Googling, seeing his profile photos, just did not inspire a lot of confidence. I think they failed you. And I think it was, I think it can be done better. So
I'm
probably
Mr.
over my 2 minutes.
Yeah, you're a little bit over your time limit. I want to say we appreciate your comments and that you're involved with your cooperative and following along in this critical time for us. We will take your comments into consideration and as we move through the process. So we appreciate you being here this morning in the comments. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Good luck to you all, and look forward to reading more about the search as it moves forward and ultimately who the final candidate is, and hopefully whoever is selected will stick. And just appreciate your time this morning, and appreciate the work you all do.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
Take care.
Okay. We will, with that, I don't believe we have any more member comments this morning. We have no director reports, no consent agenda, no CEO reports and correspondence, no unfinished business, and we will move on to go into executive session. Is there a motion to go into executive session?
Bettina?
Yes, Jim?
Yeah, do I need to put in a request for exemption from next Wednesday meeting tonight or not, or today or not, or just what? What do you want me to do?
Let's
talk about that.
Talk about it. Talk about the scheduling. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll go into executive session.
Sorry, go ahead.
I got it up. I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 1025-175(c)(3) and (4), the Board of Directors go into executive session to 1) discuss with its attorneys legal matters, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative, and 2) personnel matters.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded, and I believe we are now in executive session.